Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority in Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
There are three groups of people. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 32. Give no one offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, the nations, nor to the church of God. And so Brother Hagin defines those in his book. He says the Jews are God's covenant people, chosen people. The church is the body of Christ. And the others, the nations, are the others who are not in a covenant with God. They're the nations of this world. So anybody else who's outside of a covenant relationship with God. So I'm starting out because it's prophetic and Jesus said, watch the fig tree. Then the first thing we did on these programs was define who the nations are, how the Babylonian system began with the fall of the nations at Babylon, and then how God took the Jews out as a separate nation, and their call and purpose is reveal God to the nations, reveal God to the world. And of course they did that. They're the writers of the word. They're the keepers of the time. And that call upon them never changes. Whether they're revealing God by being in the land and being blessed, or whether they're revealing God by being scattered throughout all the world and then gathered back. Like right now, that's how they're revealing God. But God's word is true. To come back home like he said he would thousands of years ago. So we talked about that. And let's go to Romans. There is a book within a book. Romans 9, 10, and 11 is the revelation of the mystery of Israel. Those three go together, 9, 10, and 11. Three chapters, Romans 9, 10, and 11. And in Romans chapter 11, it says, we'll start with verse 25. Actually, this is kind of ending up the book. It's a book within a book. For I would not, brethren, that you, and anytime the word brethren is used in the New Testament, it's adelphoi. And it means from the same womb. So we're all born again. I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. He's talking about the mystery of Israel. And that you should be wise in your own conceits. People who don't understand the mystery of Israel and they are God's people and he has a plan for them, they are conceited. That blindness in part should happen to Israel, not totally. Until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. The fullness of the Gentiles become into the body of Christ. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. He never changes his mind. If he chose them to reveal God in the land and be blessed, then he still never turned his mind. That's their job. So they're going to be revealing right now as God saves them, you might say, in the midst of all this turmoil and brought them home. He that gathered Israel. Well, turn to Jeremiah chapter 31. And there's another book within a book, Jeremiah 30 and 31, which will give you God's plan for Israel. So let's look at Jeremiah 31. I think it's 30, maybe 31, maybe, I don't know, 10. 31:10. Here God addresses the nations. Hear the word of the Lord, O you nations, and declare it in the isles afar off and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him, so that in gathering, that bringing them back to their land, and keep him. They're not going to wipe Israel out. Don't be afraid they're going to make a nuclear bomb and blast them off the map. Don't think they're going to go into the sea, because God is keeping them as a shepherd does his flock. So God has a plan for Israel, purpose for Israel. Now, I've been thinking about this lady and the troubles. She said, one of her basic questions was that I said you were assigned an area of authority, geographically even. And then I had said on the time before, let us pray for the people in another part of the world who had suffered wicked weather. She said, well, how that doesn't make sense. You told us we only got authority in this one area here, but we're going to pray for them. Problem? There are different kinds of prayer. It is written, there are different kinds of prayer. It is written in Ephesians. So taking authority is not the same kind of thing as praying God the Father to bless someone. So I saw there's a lot of misunderstanding of authority. And part of it, now the part I'm thinking about today, is the purpose of authority. It's not just to keep you safe. It has a purpose that is eternal. It has been before the ages determined. It's imperative that the body of Christ, to be the glorious church, understand our purpose and understand what the book of Ephesians tells us. It gives us the why. It gives us the who, the what, the when, the where, and the why. So we're going to study for a while on Sundays on the book of Ephesians. So turn in book of Ephesians. I'm glad it keeps me safe, but that's not the whole thing. It isn't even the main thing. Those two chapters are a book within a book. No, 30 and 31 Jeremiah, 9, 10, and 11 Romans. Okay, Hannah, look and see if I brought my little glasses, because I'm going to read from notes in the Companion Bible and pass these out. Pass out the notes while you're finding the book of Ephesians. We might not get through 5 verses today. But when we get through, you're going to know why. You're going to know who you are, why, how to do it. We've been studying how to do it. We've been doing it. We've been sitting up there in our chair doing it. But sometimes it's just by rote, you know. You just, well, okay, here what I do. And that's okay, because a 4-year-old's good. I'm a 5 or 6 or 7. Well, let's say little Isaac. He's born again. He's got authority. So you don't need to understand every bit about it. But we are going to understand some things about it. Lord, give unto us a spirit of wisdom and revelation as we study this. There was a church at Ephesus. Ephesus was a very sinful city. Paul had gone there in the book of Acts, and they'd been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Timothy was at one time the pastor of it. So Paul is writing here, Holy Ghost through Paul. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the, actually the word in the Greek is believers, and to the believers in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace, shalom, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual, you might even say Holy Ghost-given blessings in heavenly, King James has places. You'll notice that when I pray this, I say, "What that places is what? Italicized. What does that mean? They added it for you to understand, but it's really not there. So it's not a bad thing to have in there. But actually what the Greek says is the heavenlies, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, in the Anointed One. According as, now he's given us this blessings according to something. He has chosen us. He gave us these. Now, everybody says the Jews are God's chosen people, and they are. They are his inheritance among the nations. But the body of Christ is chosen. And we are blessed with all the spiritual equipment we need for this choosing. It's already given. You don't have to beg him for it. So he's blessed us with all Holy Spirit-giving blessings according as he hath chosen us in him. There's going to be a people that are actually going to be in him. Not everybody. Not the nations. And not the Jews. Maybe I'm glad this isn't recorded, because I'll probably say some things that everybody wouldn't understand. How many groups of people are there? Three. The Jews, the nations, and the ecclesia. I don't even like that word, church. There is a Greek word that's translated church, but ecclesia is ek, E-K, out of, lesia, out of many, out of every tongue, every nation. He's chosen people, and he put them together in a body. Israel, that nation, is God's inheritance out of the nations, but we are inheritance. We are the chosen ones out of every tribe, every tongue, every nation. And we are a gathering, an assembly. Ek, out of, assembled out of. Lycia is assembly.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our Authority Conference at our home church in a glorious church fellowship. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming Authority Conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 29th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelly Brim. For more information about the Tulsa Area Authority Conference, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.